Good afternoon. Drier and much cooler air continues to flow in from the north behind a cold front that passed through late in the work week. High pressure is building in from southern Canada at the surface, bringing in much lower humidity. However, over the top of this high pressure center, a canopy of clouds continues to slide in from the west, and mostly cloudy skies will prevail across most of interior New York and New England. Thicker clouds along the I-84 corridor from the Mid-Hudson Valley and southern Catskills into southern New England will prevent much sunshine from coming through. In fact, in these areas, we may have a couple of sprinkles or scattered showers that'll be short-lived. And farther to the north and closer to the Canadian border, drier air closer to the high pressure center will yield more in the way of sunshine mixed with some clouds. Either way, temperatures will be cooler than normal for this time of year. Most everyone will be in the middle to upper 60s for afternoon highs. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight tonight, but the drier and cooler air at the surface will allow overnight lows to drop back into the 40s. In fact, where we have some breaks in the cloud cover, we could even see some 30s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains by sunrise tomorrow. The same setup for our Sunday with a fair amount of cloud cover, some morning sunshine though, and as we get into the afternoon, we'll see thicker clouds slide in from the west. It'll be a dry but cool day with highs in the lower to mid-60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a slug of moisture working its way through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This is the system that was Tropical Storm Gordon, and it is set to arrive late Sunday night and Monday with a steady rain. In fact, it looks like the rain will persist all day long on Monday, perhaps some heavier bursts, and into Monday night. Milder air will flow in on Tuesday, and there will be some leftover showers with this system, perhaps even some thunderstorms. High temperatures on Tuesday will push into the upper 70s. Mild weather will prevail for the rest of the work week, Wednesday through Friday, but there is the opportunity of a few showers, especially on Thursday. And at this point, we'll be watching the East Coast for the potential track of Hurricane Florence. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Gordon has become an extra tropical low that will move along a stalled front from the Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley today. The system will interact with a very moist tropical air mass and heavy to excessive rains, and the threat for significant flooding will be high from the mid and lower Mississippi Valley through much of the Ohio Valley. Much of this region is under flash flood watches and warnings. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on what is now Tropical Storm Florence, located about 835 miles southeast of Bermuda. Florence is moving toward the west near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue during the next couple of days. A west-northwestward to northwestward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected by the middle of next week. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas Tuesday and Wednesday and approach the southeastern United States coast on Thursday. Maximum sustained winds remain near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts, but Florence is likely to re-strengthen to a hurricane by tonight. Rapid intensification is expected to start on Sunday, and Florence is forecast to be a major hurricane by Tuesday. While it is still too early to tell whether Florence will directly impact the U.S. East Coast, probabilities of this outcome may have increased in the last 48 hours. The Hurricane Center is also tracking newly formed Tropical Storm Helene, which emerged in the tropical Atlantic off the coast of Africa yesterday, and Tropical Depression 9, which is to Helene's west in the open waters of the tropical Atlantic. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 2015. And the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and seasonably cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s, mostly clear tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cool today in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and seasonably cool today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, seasonably cool today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing clouds mid-60s. Rain likely Sunday night and all day Monday, lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with highs near 80, with a chance of showers especially on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.